Welcome to, this is the year that was, or 1984 in review. We hope to provide tonight as a time to remember 1984 and a time to reflect on 1985. So we'll begin with some of the slides that will remind us, I think most particularly, of what it was like in 1984 at Holden Village. And then following that, I need to ask, do we want to turn the chairs around following the slides?
Yeah, turn back in.
Okay. So that you're facing the regular circle.
Thank you.
A social disaster of unspeakable proportions surfaces to international media attention. Historically unprecedented famine in the continent of Africa. By some estimates, the death toll in Ethiopia alone is more than 1 million, and at least 2 million people are believed to be starving to death in a drought-stricken crescent stretching from Mozambique to Mauritania. A nurse in a camp in Ethiopia. You can tell who will live and who will die. The dying ones have no light left in their eyes.
Gloria Steinem on turning 50. 50 is what 40 used to be. And Shirley MacLaine on turning 50. My strongest personality trait is the way I keep unsettling my life when most other people are settling down.
October 4th. The 7-year boycott against Nestle's ends after the company agreed in writing to comply with the UN World Health Organization guidelines in their marketing of infant formula in developing nations.
Holden Village accommodates approximately 6,000 villagers in 1984 with the theme of One Lord, Many Members. Fluffy the Lamb comes in a revelationary visit to the land, animals, and people of this mountain valley.
Liechtenstein, the 62 square mile European principality, granted women the right to vote. Four towns did not pass the referendum.
Annie Dillard and Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. We are, all of us, out there on emergency bivouac.
August, Dr. Ruth Nesenwig, chair of the parasitology department at New York University with her husband Victor and a team of colleagues, announced results in key studies in the development of a vaccine against malaria, one of the world's most serious health problems.
April 84, Holden Village. Roger, Karen, and Agnes Ockman and family arrived for 5-year commitment to serve as business manager, postmistress, among other things, knitter in residence, and token youth, respectively.
In March, the first baby, a girl, is produced from frozen embryo, is born in Australia.
The Holden Bookstore books of 1984, the top 8 books, John and Mary Schramm's Things That Make for Peace, Mary Schramm's Gifts of Grace, Dan Erlander's Baptized We Live and By Faith Alone, Lutherans Look at the Bomb. Notably Norwegian recipes. The Earth Speaks. Good Grief by Granger Westberg. Superbly Swedish, also recipes. And tied for 8th place, Words to Love by Mother Teresa. The Book of the Dun Cow by Walt Wangeren. You, Prayers for Beginners and Those Who've Forgotten How by Mark Link, and The More with Less cookbook. More recipes.
July 23rd, Vanessa Williams relinquishes her Miss America title after Penthouse magazine announces that it would publish nude photographs of Williams taken in 1982.
June, Elmer Witt is installed as new Holden Village director. Endowed with the village symbols of the Holy Bible, a warrior's spear, and a magician's wand.
Central America. Escalation of U.S. covert and not so covert intervention in Central America, the mining of Nicaraguan harbors, causes the U.S. to withdraw from jurisdiction under international court law. In a hectic U.S.-sponsored national election in El Salvador, marginal turnout of San Salvadorian people voted to elect Napoleon Duarte. Duarte's comment on rebels boycotting the elections. Those who reject the political process and remain in the mountains will be nothing more than outlaws.
Died at 32 days, Baby Faye.
The women of Greenham Common Peace Encampment in England marked their 3rd year of protest at the United States Air Force Base, where U.S. cruise missiles are thought to be stored.
August, Mary Ann Teske is commissioned by Holden's Fullness of God Lutheran Church to serve as librarian at the Lutheran Theological College in Natal, South Africa.
In April, West Germany holds elections for a representative position of president. Christian Democratic Union takes election with victory of Richard von Weizsäcker, but not without opposition from Luisa Reinzer, nominated by the Green Party. In her 70s, Ms. Reinzer vigorously accepted the nomination, author of many novels, originally a teacher, imprisoned under Nazis for political resistance work, a Catholic layperson, a widely traveled. She has talked with the majority of political and religious leaders of the world.
Joseph Conrad, in the heart of darkness, no fear can stand up to hunger, no patience can wear it out.
October 11th, Catherine Sullivan becomes the first American woman to walk in space. November 8th, Anna L. Fisher becomes the first American mother to go into space.
Holden Village, 1984, successive fire chiefs. Karen Stickland, first female Holden Village fire chief. Her interim successor, Brad Gill, the first fire chief, followed by Del Wolf, hydro man about town.
Soviet Union. Konstantin Cherenko replaces Yuri Andropov as the third Soviet leader within the last 2 years.
Died. Frank Church, 59, senator from Idaho. Lillian Hellman, 79, writer who once said, "I cannot and will not cut my conscience to fit this year's fashions."
Ronald Reagan, campaigning for re-election, said that the difference between Republicans and Democrats was that we see in America where every day is the 4th of July, and they see in America where every day is April 15th. It was, in brief, the story of the campaign. Reagan won 49 of 50 states. Among young people, 58% of voters aged 18 to 29 cast their ballots for Reagan, and he won 80% of the votes of white evangelicals.
Holden Village hosts the 5th annual Lutheran Theological Conference in September. This year's theme focusing on the church's mission and ministry. Speaker is Afanya Kamita. In speaking about the oppressiveness of the South African apartheid system, most recently modernized by a new multi-party conference, says, "I tell you these stories not so that you'll hate white South Africa, but so that you'll love South Africa more through a greater understanding of the people's oppression." He asks humbly that we all work and be driven by that love that liberates the world.
South Africa. Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end South Africa's racially discriminatory apartheid policy. Tutu saying about the Nobel Peace Prize, "This award is for you, you mothers who sit in the railroad stations trying to eke out an existence. This award is for you, you fathers, separated from your wives and children for 11 months a year. For you, the 3.5 million of our people who have been dumped as if you were rubbish. It is for you, who down through the ages have said that you seek to change this evil system peacefully. For you who have been marched against the past laws peacefully and who, unarmed, have been shot, mown down, and killed. With this award, the world recognizes you, having been peace-loving to a fault."
Deaths that touch Holden. Roland H. Bainton, February, church historian, Luther biographer, and friend and artist of Holden. Ginny Witt, March, wife, mother, friend, and human relations skill builder. Beanie Lundholm, March, gifted musician, originator of Holden's Beanie Sings and Morning Chimes. Richard Kammerer, Sr., April, longtime teacher at Concordia Seminary. Ruth Youngdahl Nelson, Mother of the Year. Reuben Thompson.
August 3rd, Shirley Chisholm and C. Dolores Tucker organized a National Black Women's Caucus to bring more black women into political leadership.
Holden Winter Program focuses on the Bible as a book of the laity, studying creation-centered spirituality, sexual liberation issues, and other cosmic topics.
Middle East. After increased warfare and many catastrophic deaths, 1984 saw a final withdrawal of U.S. Marine peacekeeping forces from Lebanon. Inter and intra-religious conflict intensified and continues between Jewish, Muslim, and Christian factions.
Birth. Second son of Prince Charles and Diana. Harry is his name. And Prince Charles, speaking of Harry's birth, said, "We've nearly got a polo team."
The first draft of a long-awaited pastoral letter on Catholic social teaching in the American economy, prepared by a committee of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, appeared. Archbishop Rembert Weakland, head of the five-bishop committee, contended that there are failures, some of them massive and ugly, in providing for the basic needs of people. The letter cited unemployment, malnutrition, low wages for women in the marketplace, and inadequate funding for education, all of which represent serious infringements on human dignity.
Holden Village 1984 Shalom Coming sponsors a first annual co-educational volleyball game. A superb marching band and a much honored Shalom court with Smellgood Amel and garbologist Molly Lloyd Wilson.
In New Zealand, a 32-year-old, three-term member of parliament, Marilyn Waring, managed to bring down a conservative government with a single vote. When Waring withdrew support from the National Party on their plan to allow nuclear submarines to dock in New Zealand, she created a crisis of confidence. Her party lost its majority, she lost her job, but New Zealand is now nuclear free.
Deaths. Richard Burton, 58, actor, and Ellsworth Bunker, 90, diplomat, who said, "I have always assumed that my country was fundamentally right in its dealings with others."
Instances of capital punishment in the United States increased markedly during the year as United States courts sanctioned 20 executions, the most since 1963. Margie Velma Barfield is executed by injection. She is the first woman in 22 years to be executed in this country.
October 17, Tasha, Karen, and Claire participate in an all-inclusive Holy Eucharist service, expressing beyond words the community's understanding of one Lord, many members.
In October, Prime Minister Indira Gandhi is assassinated in New Delhi. Indira Gandhi's statement the night before her assassination: "I'm not interested in a long life. I'm not afraid of these things. I don't mind if my life goes in the service of this nation."
The top-selling, or the most listened to, Holden tapes of 1984. Tom Witt, jazz piano. The Brueggemann tapes, Enculturation of the Church. Walt Wangerin, Story Love. Dan Spencer, On Being Gay and Christian. Dan Erlander, five-part series on Revelation. The Magical Strings Concert, The Boulding Family.
In November, Federal Judge Miles Lord in Minneapolis sharply denounced the military-industrial complex while suspending sentence to two peace activists who were convicted of destroying computer parts at Sperry Incorporated was assembling for the military. Acknowledging that he might be criticized, Judge Lord asked, "Can it be that those of us who build weapons to kill are engaged in a more sanctified endeavor than those who would, by their acts, attempt to counsel moderation and mediation as an alternative method of settling international disputes? What is so sacred about a bomb, so romantic about a missile? Why do we condemn and hang individual killers while extolling the virtues of warmongers?"
September 84, representatives of the Sunshine Mineral Corporation opened discussion with Holden Village regarding possible reprocessing of the mine tailings to facilitate reforestation and removal of the tonnage closest to Railroad Creek. In its earliest discussion stage, the proposal suggests paying for the years-long project by refining the gold content from the tailings.
Joan Benoit, winner of the first ever Women's Olympic Marathon, an event the women have been waiting for 88 years.
Other deaths that touch Holden. Parents of Mark Arneson in November of 1984. Mother of Greg and Melinda Ramseth. The father of Molly Lloyd Wilson. And Cara, the infant daughter of the Strand family.
Geraldine Ferraro was nominated as Democratic vice presidential candidate, the first woman in the running for a high-level legislative position. Jesse Jackson, first black American presidential candidate, wins close to 200 of the Democratic Party's electoral votes.
December, Karn and Dan Erlander get bifocals and adjust accordingly.
India. More than 2,000 people are killed in India when a cloud of deadly gas leaked from Union Carbide chemical plant. Mexico. In Mexico City, an explosion at a liquid gas storage facility located next to a populous slum killed over 450 people.
Died. Ansel Adams, 82, photographer, who said, "You don't take a photograph, you make it. Expression is the strongest way of seeing."
February. Mattel Toys officially celebrates Barbie's 25th birthday. 250 million members of the Barbie family have been sold since her debut in 1959.
Summer. Holden Village staff includes international workforce of Polish, Namibian, German, South African, Finnish, Vietnamese, and Presbyterian workers.
In December, members of the Women's Friendship Association, Madre, traveled to Nicaragua to deliver $45,000 worth of medical supplies and food to Women's Hospital in Managua.
Birthdays. December 10th, Dan Erlander turned 46, and Bill Chadwick turned 32.
August of 1984 marked the 23rd Olympiad, an event of international origins that took place without the participation of all Soviet bloc countries. The winnings by the U.S. team touched off an explosion of displaced patriotic American pride.
Holden Village, most frequently served meal in 1984. Millet fiesta, bread, and carrot salad.
Well, that is 1984 in review. Thought it'd be interesting if we'd spend some time as a community reflecting on 1984 out of our own experience. And so we kind of invite you to share and to talk about what it was like, what has 1984 been? And what?
85.
And 85?
They want to discuss visions for 85.
Right. Also, spend some time just sort of hoping, dreaming about what 1985 will be.
We have a poem to tie this up, so if you don't feel like talking out, just
we could
poem at any time.
So. Right. Judy.
Well, I was realizing as you were talking that I, before 1984 started, I was frightened about 1984. I think just from Orwell's book, is it Orwell?
Yeah.
Thinking that somehow the buildup that 1984 was going to be this year of really immense crisis or something. And in some ways, that's not been true. It's felt anticlimactic to me to have gone through 1984. My gosh. And on the other hand, I think some of the most despairing feelings I've ever had have occurred in 1984 as a result of some of the international and national political situation. So it's been interesting to me just now to think about that.
What would you like it to be?
Did you have a thought? Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to follow up with you. We were talking about how a lot of the things that you think happened in 84 actually happened in 83. I was listening to a similar piece done from last year, and the invasion in Grenada, for instance, was in 83. And I had that place in 84 for some reason. Just seemed closer, or Watts' resignation, things like that. And those are despairing events for me, like Grenada in particular. What does it say to you? Does that, given 84 and what you just said, does that make you more hopeful or more frightened of 85?
It just makes me uncertain about my perceptions or something, confused.
Do you think your feelings correlate with what's going on, or I mean that they're?
You mean am I picking up the confusion that exists among all of us?
I suppose. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Bach's 300th birthday this year. Something to look at.
I was disappointed that the Republican Party was put back in office again, but not without hope. Even if Democrats have won, I don't think all our answers would have been solved. So I have hopes that with our president that our country and our people still can see some sort of solution to chaos.
Just to kind of add to what he said, right before the election this year, I was thinking about us not having a president that's gone two terms in a long time, and I was thinking about even though.
I guess my upper comment, I think what appropriate theme for the year seconds what you just said. And that really is our only hope for this life. You know, we all tend to think, and it's kind of interesting to hear the comments about 84. In some ways, it wasn't as bad as we thought it might be, and others it was worse. And I can recall many years ago, more than I'd like to think about that. I had those same kind of feelings after high school and working for a while, and the atom bomb was there, and the Cold War with the Russians was still in existence. And I had the same sort of feelings, you know. At that time, my concern was a personal one, that I was going to have to go off and fight a war and do that kind of thing. And yet, all these years later, and that's, I've been many, 20, 30, something like that, the situation is not unchanged. Those same fears, concerns are still there, a little different form, a little different place on the earth that may have to take their effect. But the uncertainties of this world don't change. And our only real trust is in the Lord.
A year ago, I thought I was heading off to England for a year, and God kind of changed my plans around, and He did some new and different things in my life, and so I'm really in a transition period now as to what I'm going to be doing next, and it's scary and really exciting at the same time, and I just doubly feel that I really want to find out about God and have Him a part in my life. and just keep learning more about him, and that's kind of my goal for 85.
There is hope. We can enter a year with a sense of hope as it rests in our faith in God. Even despite the anxieties, frustrations, and the fears also that we live with, there is something else that holds us together. Is that a sort of a consensus? Is anybody, dear Patsy? I just realized after I asked that question. What?
Community meetings tomorrow night.
I won't be here. One of the things that I thought might be kind of fun to do before we end, because I think time's about right, is to make some predictions. And we'll list the predictions and we'll give them to Elmer. And most of us won't be here in December of 85, but he at least can share the predictions that we made for 1985 with the community that's gathered and see how close we came. Like, who will win the World Series? And we forgot to mention that the Cubs lost. Was it the Cubs?
Tigers.
The World Series. Detroit Tigers took the World Series.
Is that right?
Who lost? I mean, I can't. Who was it? Was it the Cubs?
I know.
Forgot about that. And we could not remember who won the Super Bowl, but.
Susan, yeah. Is Elmer going to send a special report to all of us here tonight?
Well, I would.
No, I'm going to come visit.
So we know what was answered and what came true.
Well, sure. Or we could maybe make copies of it like later or something.
Just kidding.
All of us? We could get him a sleigh and some reindeer.
How many people think we'll invade him?
What?
How many people think we'll invade Nicaragua?
Oh,
geez.
That's a book that's already paid out.
Do you want to shove it down? Is that a prediction?
No, I just wondered how many there's a.
How many people think that if they do, there'll be a massive demonstration in the United States? 30,000 American citizens have already pledged to the Pledge of Resistance in the United States. I thought that's pretty significant.
So
I think it's looked to be as a preventative protest as much as a reactionary protest. I predict that maybe civil disobedience will be a bigger part of the United American political life.
Okay, civil disobedience.
That's true, but.
Say one more time, Mary.
What? Legal protests and civil disobedience will play a bigger part in American political life.
I predict Holden's hydro plant. Second hydro will not go through.
Ooh. Holden's second hydro will not go through?
Will not happen.
I predict we'll continue having millet fiesta and carrot salad.
We'll continue having millet fiesta and carrot salad.
I predict that by next year we'll have a brand new whatever Marshall went out to get fixed for this year. Oh, was it Roger?
Corn loader?
No, not the point, but the
D6.
Whatever it is.
Okay, Lois, let's see, one more time.
There'll be a new one.
Oh, a new?
Yeah.
But the one that is being attempted to be fixed now will be replaced.
We'll have a new one.
I knew whatever
it is. Prediction.
What is it that
cat
we're...
D6.
Thank you.
A cat D6? Oh, caterpillar.
Is it the D6?
Yeah.
Oh.
D6?
D6. Why don't you put a date on that, Lois? We're eager.
Yeah. Make it April 3rd.
Just kidding.
April 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's to Elmer for first year's anniversary present.
A caterpillar?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
They predict that the hood will be raised and will become a permanent vacuum system.
First snow will be on November 7th. August
27th. Oh, smoking lounge.
A smoking lounge.
Smoking lounge for when it's, what is it? 10 out of 0? Special. Built. Approved by the fire insurance companies or something.
Record snowfall.
Okay. Low or high?
High. Deep.
We don't know
that. A record snowfall. John.
Holden will sign a contract to reprocess the tailings.
Mm.
And part of the money will be used to remodel Lodge 6.
And seats starting to go in.
Hotel 6.
Oh, the snack bar will have potato chips and pretzels.
Oh,
now we're getting into the controversial.
Get away from
all of them.
She didn't tell
us kindly.
Start praying
for political stuff. Yeah. Potato chips
and pretzels.
There's a. Anything else?
I predict people will agree that there needs to be a fireplace that people can sit around at night. Just wait and see.
Oh dear. You mean a real one?
A real one.
The people will express a need.
Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. Okay. He's over to Shelley 3.
More people will be wearing ponytails. That's Nash of predict wear. On the radio.
Is that right?
Really? Uh-huh. And skirts are going back to me.
They're going off.
Where's that start this year?
Yes, Judy?
I predict that there will be more people of color teaching, at least teaching here at Holden during 1985. Then this year.
Yes.
There'll be a champion snowball fight here.
Okay.
Yeah. Soon.
Make that part of home show on the
It's up. That would not be hard. We could probably do that.
Oh, Jesus.
I predict one day this year the Lady of the Lake will be on time.
Okay.
I'll keep fantasizing. To complement Holden's new video system, a satellite dish will be mounted on the hotel roof.
Satellite dish where?
In the hotel.
That's much
How about if I compromise and say hotel roof or lodge six?
No, just put satellite dish. That's big enough.
I was kidding.
Okay.
So how about a couple of marriages going out of
marriages? Do you want to?
Not really. But just watching this community,
that there will be marriages made.
There's always marriages coming out of this community.
How many marriages?
I'd say two.
Two marriages will evolve out of a swimming pool?
I just predicted we wouldn't build one.
Okay, no. There will be no swimming pool built in 1985. Oh, well, it should be a good year for Elmer.
More men will knit.
More what?
More men will knit.
More men will knit.
And women.
I learned to make it. Okay. Do anybody else up here want to do we want to say anything?
We just like to close with a small poem that actually my father got from friends. On a poster type thing put out by the United Nations Women's Guild, who have designated 1985 as Youth Year. And it's written as follows. There shall be peace on earth, but not until all children daily eat their fill, go warmly clad against the winter wind, and learn their lessons with a tranquil mind. And thus released from hunger, fear, and need, regardless of their color, race, or creed, look upward, smiling to the skies, their faith in life reflected in their eyes.